you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
In the face!
Anthony Bourdain and Michael Ruffino later on. Also, Jay Moore. Now, sports with Petey.
Yeah, start with some of the Houston moves.
Yeah, what are the Astros going to do?
Well, the Astros...
Because, you know, they're in first place and they're kicking ass.
They are in first place.
And I realize it's more important things in Houston right now than that team. But
sure,
that's also going to bring that team together because they might win the World Series.
Potentially.
Yeah.
They're going to move to Tampa Bay. At least for their next series, and they have the availability. Tampa Bay's on the road, so they got the availability to play up to six games there.
And Craig's going to hate it because there's going to be people who normally wouldn't cheer for the Astros cheering for the Astros.
Well, I will because they're in the American League, and I hate all those other teams. I don't want the Yankees or Red Sox to win, so yeah, I'll be a big Astros fan, and it'll have nothing to do with the flood, Craig.
Then that's fine.
Yeah, because it'll have to do with, well, maybe a little bit. But not really because it's because I hate the Yankees and the Red Sox. And who else in the American League that's going to be in the playoffs?
Who's coming from the Central? Not the Royals.
Not the Royals.
No, the Central would be the Astros.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who'd be the West? Who's winning the West?
Oh God.
God, who's winning the American
Stop.
League West?
Stop.
Diamondbacks?
Nope, they're in the National League.
Is that National League?
That's National League.
No,
okay.
The Astros are in the West, and it is.
Oh, they are.
The Indians are winning the Central currently.
Oh, the Indians are winning the Central.
Correct.
Got it. All right.
Yes.
Nobody hates the Indians, though.
I don't really like them.
I hate the Yankees, Red Sox, and Cubs. All three of those teams are going to be in the playoffs, and all three of them can spit blood. I know it's controversial.
You're right. I would pick the, since the Twins are seven games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You ain't got no chance.
Yeah, the Pirates aren't going to make it this year.
So I'm a big Astros fan.
Oh, huge Astro fan. Not because of the flood, Craig. I have to say it every time.
No, I was a big Astros fan before the flood.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm going to root for him because of the flood.
Yeah, good. You should.
The town,
that's wrong.
The town needs it, Craig.
The town will need it.
There will be a certain faction.
Craig hated the Saints back during the Super Bowl after Katrina.
That's not true. I just wasn't going to be for them because of that.
Yeah. No, he hated New Orleans. He didn't hate the Saints.
Once again, not true.
All right.
I just wasn't going to be for them specifically because of that.
I love the city of Houston, and I'm going to root for the Astros here on out this season.
Maybe not the Texans, though.
No, not the Texans.
I'm not going to root for them.
No.
Did you love the city of Houston, I don't know, last week?
Nope. He admits it's because of the flood.
Nope.
No, we got a nice little email from the Lufkin, Texas Little League team.
Oh.
Did they win it or get beat?
No, they got blasted by the Japan.
But that's not too far out of Houston.
Japan. I almost say that, too. I almost always say that.
Nice cover.
It's a racist. by the Japans. As long as you say pans after that, you're fine.
Oh, did you just do a racist?
No, he didn't. He kept it going.
Did you just narrowly miss a racism?
They got blasted by the Japans. Pans. That's funny. What is it, an email to us?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Lufkin, Texas, a cubicle affiliate.
Oh, and that's where that Little League team is from, right there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
are they okay with the flood, Lufkin?
No, because a lot of them flew out of Houston and can't get back.
So can't get
back. They had to fly to Dallas and
drive in.
Their cars are stuck in Houston.
Got it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
But he said it was a nice little community bonding thing. Nobody talked about politics for a couple of weeks. Okay. It was all Little League baseball.
And it was tough to beat the
all the time.
The Japans.
Japan.
I bet some of those stranded cars are Japanese cars.
No, mostly trucks.
Right. Might be some Japanese trucks.
It's okay to say that, Petey. We're still in the World War II mentality.
Well, you know, it's funny. Right. I forgot, by the way, I made a mistake. Somebody on Facebook, I got to correct myself. When I say I'm rooting for World War II soldiers, I should say the American soldiers. Because somebody said somebody said the Nazis were rooting for World War II soldiers. Yes. Just the other
There were
side,
others.
Right,
yes.
And they clarified that. So when I say that, that I'm a leftist who roots for American World War II soldiers. That's it. Because there were World War II soldiers that were bad guys, and they were the Nazis.
Right. But there is no Japanese supremacy movement. And
If
there were, we'd try to shut it down on all sides.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Everyone would hate that.
Good at baseball, apparently.
Right. Craig, you get a root for the Texans? I mean, they're only going to get to play one preseason game at home.
Oh.
Their finale has been moved officially to Dallas.
To Dallas.
I will have the same amount of fandom for them as I did before.
All right.
Unwavered.
He's straight and narrow.
Unwavered.
Unwavered. Unwavering.
Now that I think about it, I think the Texans will be my AFC team for this year.
Because of Houston?
Because, I mean, I'm a Packer fan, and they're in the NFC. So I'm a free agent for the AFC. So
because of the flood.
Because of the flood.
Right.
The people of Houston need it. They need something to rally around.
And LSU and BYU are going to play in Houston. They've moved that one as well. They've moved it to New Orleans, the Superdome. And then after getting wiped by Stanford in Australia, Rice still can't go back home.
That sucks for BYU. They had a kind of a neutral game. Now they're playing LSU in Louisiana.
Yeah, in Louisiana. Yeah.
Damn flood.
Yeah, they were big dogs anyway.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Was that game coming soon?
Yeah, that's
Saturday?
This weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
I think New Orleans is going to have some trouble too.
Eventually,
they're headed that way.
Yeah.
And none of their pumps work. And their whole levee system.
Well, maybe they'll move it again.
I don't know, man.
So Rice comes back from the Rice football team comes back from Australia after losing 62-7.
Yeah.
And they can't even go home.
And their campus is flooded.
Yeah.
Well, so no class. That's a good deal.
They've gone to TCU, which is in Dallas as well.
Jeez.
And then Kelvin Sampson, remember him? He was a coach at Oklahoma before he got in some trouble with some recruiting stuff and whatnot. He's at Houston now, Houston basketball coach now.
Okay.
And I did not know Houston residents are called Houstonians.
Yes.
I heard that yesterday for the first time, too. It just sounds, I always think Estonia when I hear that.
Right.
But it's Houstonians, right?
Okay. So Kelvin Sampson's done a noble thing here. He's asked all his comrades in basketball coaching. He said, you know, both men's, women's, high school, junior, college, every level, D1, D2, D3, NAI, if you can please send 20 of your school's T-shirts, 10 pairs of shoes. You know, this is going to help all the people who don't have any of that crap now.
That's cool.
Yeah. Right.
And then I'll stop cheating, too.
What do they call the people from Japan?
The
the Japanese.
The
Japans.
And then remember Judd Heathcote?
Why do I know that name?
Well, he's Michigan State basketball coach.
Yeah.
About 20 years. Hired Tom Izzo. Coached Irvin Johnson. Won a national championship. 90-year-old. Dead.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone had him or not.
All right.
I didn't. This is the first I've heard of that.
Yeah, it just happened late overnight.
Makes you think.
Does it?
90. It's an old Seinfeld line.
Oh.
It was Kramer. Somebody said somebody died. They were like 80, 100 years old or something like that. It just makes you think.
Makes you think. Yeah. This day in 1974, 19-year-old Moses Malone decided not to go to Maryland. Accepted a deal with the ABA, a 7-year, $3 million deal.
Yeah.
His mom had been working as a meat packer. So he went ahead and said, I'll take that money.
Right, yeah.
It worked out pretty well for him.
Didn't he play for the Nets, the ABA?
Yeah, in the ABA. Yeah. Well, he started with Utah.
Utah Stars at that point. That's right. They weren't the Jazz.
Eventually the Nets. Yeah. Of course, he played into the 80s with the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
And he might
– with the Spirits. Of St. Louis.
Yeah.
You might not have seen this, but an unseated woman, the U.S. Open's going on in New York, tennis.
Todd was checking out Butterfaces yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they all Butterfaces?
All of them.
Uh-huh.
Mostly.
I saw like three matches.
one of the
great
old
bodies, though.
One of the old hot ones
I think
is back.
I think tennis produces some of the best bodies. Just their legs, their butts.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Be there.
No, better than soccer.
Well, yeah, I mean,
soccer's got a
right
good
there.
They're running all the time.
Run a lot.
Yeah. Beach volleyball.
Yeah.
Women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure skaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except
he's got too many clothes on, figure skaters.
Well, sometimes they don't.
Remember Maria Sharapova?
Yeah.
One of the world's greats. Well, she's back from her 15-month ban.
Still hot.
Yeah. 30
she
years
ain't a
old.
Butterface, no. Todd.
No.
She's one of the few that's not.
Yeah. No. She got into the U.S. Open as a wild card. She's unseeded. And she beat the 2 seed last night.
Oh.
So.
Well, she's unseeded because of the. Yeah, she hadn't played for a while.
She hadn't played.
She's obviously good. Right.
Yeah, she looked great last night.
She's only 30.
30 years old.
Yep. Yeah.
She got some time left.
Keep it here for the most misogynistic coverage on women's tennis.
Most women's sports, really.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to guess it's not the most misogynistic coverage.
It's pretty.
Somebody out there is taking it a step further.
Perhaps.
We always praise him. Todd just goes the butterface route.
And I only bring this up because you asked yesterday. And
did I?
Yeah, not sure if it's a suspension or vacation, but Ryan Russillo, the guy who barged into a condo drunk and laid down with his pants around his ankles and then figured out, well, he didn't figure out, but the residents figured out that he shouldn't be there.
He's suspended, right? Because I flipped on yesterday because for some reason the radio is a TV show on ESPN.
Yeah,
and the way, we do radio. I've done it for years. It's not a TV show.
Not really.
It's just the worthless TV show.
No, and it's a bad production, too.
Well, the Russillo one's really bad. Right. We actually have a nice studio, and it's a crappy studio. He's just sitting there.
And he talks, and he takes callers, and when they go to a caller, they just show the bouncing meters.
Yeah. Right.
That's all you see when there's a caller on the line.
So there's a guy filling in for him right now who could just take over.
Yeah.
He could take over the show tomorrow and do it.
And nobody would know.
Nobody would know.
Nobody would really
know. Now, there are some sports guys that you would know. Like Coward has obviously made a name for himself, like him or not. Mm-hmm. He's controversial. And, you know, the Rome was for years, obviously.
Lebatard.
But when they, Lebatard, exactly. When they put these kind of milquetoast guys on, they have a guy filling in for him because you can't do best of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, what's the deal? Why bring him back? Just give this guy a kick.
Don't know if it's suspension or just extended vacation.
I don't think anybody should be fired for just being drunk.
No, I would agree with that.
We'd have been going,
but they never tell you
years ago
if he is suspended with pay or suspended without pay.
That's pay.
That makes a big difference.
That one's pay.
So it's just a vacation.
This may have been scheduled vacation. I mean, to return September 5th.
Yeah.
I mean, he may have been scheduled to not return until then. But
ESPN has a tendency to appease the masses or whoever bitches by throwing a suspension. They did it like the Kornheiser. He had to sit down for something. And he didn't take a pay cut for that.
Hell no.
They suspend guys on a regular basis, but you know they're getting paid while they're sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah. The U, a story for Tony. And this one's kind of interesting as far as fundraising at college football programs, specifically ones like Miami, which you wouldn't think have a problem with it.
Right.
They're trying to build a new indoor football practice facility, a $34 million facility. They've raised $32 million towards it, and now their last step in fulfilling the $2 million they need, even though they're already building it, is they've gone to crowdfunding, an online crowdfunding page. So they're basically just asking the unwashed to, you know, throw them a few bucks so we can make up this $2 million difference.
Tony and 9.5 Toad Luke, they're both Miami fans, you know.
And why not? Like, my first reaction to this was like, that's lame. But then at the same time,
somebody's going
like,
to donate 20 bucks, you're right.
You got an opportunity
there.
There
are Miami fans all across the country.
For sure.
Yeah. Most of them are unwashed.
Yes, many of which. And good news, Todd, new president, the incoming president of the Pac-12 Network.
Good news, Todd.
Who has experience in the network pay TV kerfuffle, if you will, is optimistic.
That you can actually finally see your team on TV.
That the Pac-12 network will be on DirecTV sometime.
Because I heard this a year ago.
Right.
They were optimistic
a year ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is the kind of thing that can happen really fast if
Todd
they agree to the terms.
Todd wants to be one-eyed watching this, watching the Devils at midnight every Saturday.
Yeah, because I really want to stay up late on a Thursday to watch them play New Mexico State.
Yeah. Damn right you do.
Kidding me?
Now, DirecTV has no comment, but I can imagine it sounded something like, meh.
Nobody's called a bitch about the Pac-12.
Yeah. I'm glad except he's
optimistic.
This guy named
Todd in Omaha keeps calling. Other than that, nobody.
The president of the network is optimistic. DirecTV said, nuh-uh.
Nah, not so much.
See, I don't really care that much because if your game is relegated to the Pac-12 network, that means you suck. If you're good, you're going to be on ESPN, you're going to be on Fox, you're going to be somewhere else.
Yeah, but there's also, I not necessarily agree with that, because I think that sometimes you want to watch your team, and there are Big Ten network shows games that aren't on major networks.
For sure. Yeah.
And people will watch it,
Oh, well, it's like that legislator, you know, Todd. They're a sucky team, but they're your sucky team.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. They're going to be good this year.
They're your team, so you need to watch.
They're going to be good this year?
No, they're on the Pac-12 network.
No, I mean, are they?
That's an indication. I see several games coming up that are scheduled to be on the Pac-12 network, and that means everyone thinks they're going to suck.
Yeah, right.
Now, that could change, but I doubt it. They could be good, and then they'll go on Fox or Fox Sports 1 or ESPN.
All right. No. I don't even see them. When they play USC or UCLA, you don't even see Arizona State anymore.
No. Because they suck.
Do they run the U.S.? Do they run the Arizona State Arizona game on network TV?
Sometimes they
depending
will because
on they, both
they were
suck.
Both decent recently.
Yeah.
So
well, and because it's a standalone game.
Got
you
it.
Know, it's usually the Friday after Thanksgiving.
That is. That's right. It's a rivalry true. Game. Right?
Middle of the afternoon. Yeah. No other games going on. Yeah. So they got no other choice.
Right.
If they want to put a football game on, they'll put that one on.
College or not college football?
That'll be on because there's a good chance you and I are going to be sitting watching the Huskers play Iowa.
Oh,
because that might be coming. And we're not going to talk about that yet, but you'll be going. Can you put the Arizona State game on?
Just one TV.
Just one TV.
Just one.
Yeah.
That one over there.
All right.
Sorry, we got Keno on that one, sir.
No, this would be at the stadium.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, me and Todd might have to be there.
Oh,
I should say that we might have to be there.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's true, though. That's exactly.
I'm sure they're prepared to honor you at halftime or something.
No. It's a promotion, but we might have to be at that game.
But that's a good idea, Petey.
Yeah.
That's an excellent idea.
Have you guys go out there and take the drug-free pledge at halftime,
sure.
Like every other unwashed.
Get with our DARE shirts, standing up there with all the old Hex Huskers.
I'm sure we would get a warm reception.
Oh, you bet.
If we were introduced,
that would move people.
Yeah.
In your Penn State and ASU jersey.
Right. Yes.
That I know damn well you're going to be wearing that day.
Of course we will. No, I might just wear a Steelers shirt, but what color is Steelers?
Appropriate. Ooh, wait,
that's probably why I'm going to wear a Steelers shirt.
That'd be good. Yeah. Why not, man?
I wouldn't put it
support
past
your team.
Go buy an Iowa jersey and hat just for that day.
No, I'm not a big Iowa fan either.
Yeah, but it's worth it
their
for the
fans
win.
Can be
you could always wear it to the Steeler game. You bought an Iowa jersey.
No, you're right. Hey, Todd will wear.
Is that Chuck Long?
Todd will wear his Arizona State shirt, and I will wear my Penn State shirt.
I know you will.
Yeah.
CFL news, Canadian Football League news. Art Briles was probably not going to wear his Baylor shirt. Looked like he had a new job, 61 years old. Mm-hmm. Had been, of course, you know, fired at Baylor for suppressing rape. You know, only, 52 rapes from 34 players.
The rape.
And this thing, like, okay, so it was announced that it was a possibility, and then the commissioner of the CFL said, the commissioner of the CFL, by the way, Labatt Molson, I think is his name, said, hey, we're not so sure, eh? And then, so then it was.
I almost spit on that one. I almost spit take. You're lucky. I'd have blew it all over you right there.
Not the first time.
So June Jones, you might remember him as coaching the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and was going to hire Art Briles to be basically a glorified offensive coordinator.
I didn't know June Jones was up there.
Me neither.
Know, okay.
And now I knew that.
All
and
right.
Then
I could have went a long time without knowing that, but I'm glad I know that now.
So the feedback must have been bad because they announced that officially Art Briles had been hired.
You can find somebody besides a guy that covered up rape. Hey. How many football coaches are out there looking for gigs?
Talented
like,
coach.
All of them.
Where
right?
is
and
Mark
it's a,
Mangino?
It's a political thing. You know, June Jones and Art Briles are probably homies from
Texas.
That's got to be it. They got to be boys.
Right. Yep.
And you got to pick one of your boys.
Right.
Yep. And so then the CFL and the team released a joint statement saying Art Briles will not be joining the CFL. Again, the commissioner of the CFL, Labatt Molson, denied the acquisition.
Labatt Molson. That's perfect.
Happy anniversary to world champion player and executive John Elway.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah,
world champion.
Yeah. Right. Married the second time in 2009. And the Broncos right now looking for a backup quarterback. Their first round pick who didn't He's not good enough to start right now. Sprained his shoulder.
You really should pick up Kaepernick.
Okay, that's where I was going with this.
He's going to go with your guy.
You might remember in the offseason, maybe last year, leading into it or something, there was talk of the Broncos trading for Kaepernick.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
something happened. It was probably Trump telling Elway, die, you know.
Yeah, don't yeah exactly. yeah, Trump and
something
Elway
like
homies,
that.
Right.
But so there's been some speculation that the Broncos are going to try and pick him up, but instead they'll probably just wait for the weekend cuts and find somebody who's got a little bit experience
yeah.
who didn't make it. Because right now they have the powerful rookie Kyle Sloter.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the only two beers in Canada, by the way.
Labatt Molson? Nailed it.
Labatt Molson.
Ezekiel Elliott means business. He's going to go Tom Brady on his suspension, his six-game suspension from the National Football League.
He's
hired Jeffrey Kessler. Now, this name probably doesn't mean anything to you.
No,
this is the guy that represented Tom Brady.
And by the way, and Brady did sit out. So
he did, but he played a full year instead of.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. But he should have sat out.
Right, right. And then also, this is also the guy who first made his name.
Should have sat out the playoffs that year is what he should have sat out.
Yes, that would have been fine.
Right.
This is also the same attorney that helped Latrell Sprewell when he choked out P.J. Carlissimo, was suspended 82 games, lost millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
He defended him and got a lot of that money back for Spree. So, of course, Ezekiel Elliott's going to call him
He's
up.
A good lawyer, obviously.
If he joins a Texas militia and goes to a few rallies, Trump may pardon him.
That's
hey,
a fair
Todd,
point.
That's the way I go.
Don't classify them all as militia. Some of them are good people.
No.
I can't even say
no,
that.
No, they're not.
I know they're not. Well, don't shoot. Lotters will be shoot. Lotters will be shoot.
Lotters.
If you hate anyone based on the color of their skin, you are not a good person.
That's right.
That's fair.
And you voted for Trump.
You are automatically disqualified.
And you voted for Trump.
Fair
as
chance.
A good person.
Right.
Fair chance.
Or you may not have voted at all.
Or maybe not.
Yeah. But one of two.
Well, you will be. Yeah, yeah.
Remember the name?
I pointed out in the email there is the Black Label. But yeah, it's no
Black Label's a Canadian beer?
Yeah.
I drank Black Label all the time.
But it's no Labatt Molson.
I'm weaned on that.
It's Commissioner Labatt
Molson.
Yeah,
we take a break here.
By the way,
I learned the other day, if you're into the cheap beer, and I like to go for the cheap beer, because I was a Pabst Blue Ribbon guy for a while there, because of my friend in Denver.
Right.
Yeah, he always tells me what the new cool cheap beer is. Hams is the new Pabst.
Hams is back.
Hams is the new Pabst.
Okay, you drink that. Let me know how it tastes.
I will. Right. And I have, and it's fine.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.